Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen, Alicia Tu.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in withdrawal, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot with Thunder Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined by the King of New Orleans, Nick Baby.
Good evening.
The host of the ROH Review, Oliver Newman.
Good evening.
And Grapple Arcade's Matt Fox.
Hello.
How you doing this evening, lads?
Sound.
Very well.
Sound. Proper sound, like.
According to Skype, this is the first time all four of us have done a show since December 17th.
Is this Skype again, Chris?
Yeah.
Skype.
Skype.
Yowie, wowie.
It's been a while.
Yeah, how are you surviving lockdown?
I was just telling the lads, formal lockdown for me as of today, so that's good.
Ooh.
I know. Got germs.
You'll be able to catch up with the rest of us by the time it's over, Mark. You'll be in 2020. And
but to be fair, that's true. But I am in Newcastle, though, so you've got to give us a decade lag anyway.
Yeah.
I'm slowly getting used to working from home. I tried to do it in my back room, but then I found it's just easier to sit in front of the telly with my laptop on my lap and I just work like that. I found it easier than sitting in the back room by myself, sitting in front of the kids.
The entire nation's proved that you only need to do 50% of the work that you would normally do and the earth still turns.
No, it's been, I've been enjoying working from home. I don't know whether it's because I've just become a bit more sort of moodier as I'm getting on, but I'm quite enjoying the sort of being on my own type thing. And I feel like I'm actually being more productive on my own, where I haven't got sort of distractions to get up and start talking to people sort of thing. So, yeah, I've been quite productive doing that. Just doing a few runs during the day to try and, well, the 1 hour of exercise that we're allowed to leave the house. So I'm taking advantage of that. So, yeah.
Yeah, be careful dobbing yourself in there, Nick, so you go for a few runs.
Yeah, I know, and I do know people... Work colleagues do listen to this, so yeah.
But yeah, out of the five runs you do, four of them are around the house, yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
Making down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making a tea, going to the toilet.
Yeah.
And what have you.
And the rest.
Chasing the cat around.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, are you
quite a bit off,
Chris?
Pretty good, yeah. So had a kind of a busy week with podcasting and interviewing. It was me and you interviewed Shreddy Beck on Thursday. That was a good hour
good,
and a bit
yeah.
interview. That's really fun.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I was just going to say there, I agree. It's been fun just to kind of get back on things. You two guys, what did you do again with WrestleMania 8? You were on, was it Jonna's podcast?
Wrestling with Jonna's podcast. That was
yeah.
It's good to talk about classic wrestling. And Nick had never seen the pay-per-view before, so it was good getting his perspective from things.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Like, he was telling me that was his first time watching Mania 8 the other day. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish I had the joy of being able to watch any of the first 13 WrestleManias for the first time.
It was fantastic when Chris sort of, before we went on air, Chris was, we were sort of just doing it, going through the notes for the show. And then Chris goes, oh, yeah, you are wearing Nick's 25. And he was like, oh, what? And he was like, oh, I presumed you were all around the same age. I thought you used to watch it when you were younger. And Chris was like, no. Yeah,
yeah,
which is great. It gives it that spin that they wouldn't. That
well, that's yeah. Yeah. It was a really good show. So yeah, anyone who's
Friday night, I interviewed Royce Isaacs, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Talking to him from NWA, and then last night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, I spoke to Richard Holliday from MLW. Busy week of interviewing him.
No, that's great, man. It's great. I'm glad we've all been productive for the BBG course. It's awesome. And myself and Pablo started our new Nation of Isolation show last night, and Nation of Domination being the first episode of that, which we will be uploading on Sunday, I believe. So stay tuned for that one, guys and girls. But yeah,
that sounds fun.
All good, man. All good.
All right, so today is the 35th anniversary of WrestleMania 1. So we thought, what's better than doing a creating our own perfect WrestleMania card using past WrestleMania matches? So let's try and go through the rules. So we'll each nominate a match for the following categories. So we've got a WWE or WWF title match. Number two is a World, ECW or Universal title match. Three, any tag team title match. Could be for any of the versions of tag team titles we've had over the years. Intercontinental title match. Number five is any mid-card title match, like US, Hardcore, Cruiserweight, European. Six is a women's title match. Seven is a non-title gimmick or stipulation match. And finally, it's a non-title, no stipulation match. So, right, and at the end of each, after we each made our nomination for each category, we'll all vote. You can't vote for your own match. And then that'll make the final card. The final card can't have a wrestler in more than one match, and we can only have one match per Mania. So, for example, if Savage and Flair was chosen as the WWE / WWF match,
that's them done.
And also you can't nominate any WrestleMania 8 matches. So Flair, Savage, and WrestleMania 8 all gone. So you'll have to cross them off.
Yeah, right. It's one of those things where, like,
start playing bingo.
You know what? It's impossible. It's impossible to kind of stick to all those rules when we're coming up with our own lists, but obviously they need to be enforced when we're picking the actual the final card, so to speak. So it's going to be fun because there's definitely three wrestlers who are in at least all of the categories for me, but they're not really. But they are anyway.
I think I think I've got John Cena and four matches in all in all of one category. So
excellent.
Consumers, this is the AirPod God and MLW star Richard Holiday, and you are not only listening to the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, but you are momentarily breathing rarefied air.
Let's do this. Come on. Let's crack on.
All right, so Mark earlier today did a draw to decide what order we're going to go in, and it came out as Nick, and then me, then Mark, and then Oliver. So Nick, what category do you want to start with?
Do I get to choose?
Yes.
Oh God.
Ooh, I could have some fun here. We'll start with I'll start with the WWE/WWF Championship.
Right, cool. And what's your first nomination?
My nomination is boom 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 boom. I've gone for Spence is killing me. Now I've gone for the Rock versus Stone Cold from WrestleMania 17. Just a fantastic match in Houston. One of my first WrestleManias that I can remember. Just obviously a great ending and a shocking ending as well, with obviously Vince aligning with Stone Cold. But just also as well, I won't go into too much detail, just the promo, the video promo before will always be my favourite ever video package for any wrestling match. With Limp Bizkit, My Way, just class. Even when you're just sort of chilling with your mates or what have you, everyone, and you always want to bring up classic wrestling. That video promo is always one that just naturally gets shown on people's phones. So that's my nomination.
Cool. My nomination is the Mega Powers exploding at WrestleMania 4. No, 5. WrestleMania 5. Macho Man. WrestleMania 5. Yes. I knew it was WrestleMania 5, but it says WrestleMania 4 on my speech paper.
So, Chris has just picked my first choice. I'm automatically going to go for I was going to say my second choice, but I can't. I can.
Right.
Yeah, no, I can. I'm just getting myself confused with the rules there for a second. But it's all right. Don't worry about it. We're fine. So, I'm going to go for Warrior versus Hogan from WrestleMania 6.
out the Intercontinental title match as well, if that got chosen.
Nah, it wouldn't. But it might.
It would?
Whatever. but regardless, I have to nominate it because it is still the second best WrestleMania match of all time.
after still, it's still one of my favorite matches.
It's incredible. Title versus title. It's very difficult to kind of, to be honest, those three wrestlers and the matches that they had with each other at WrestleMania as time's gone by, I can't really see past them as some of the best matches of all time for just the sheer magnitude of them. When you think about the time, yes, and how big wrestling was at the time, and we didn't have opportunities to watch alternatives as such, a lot of us didn't anywhere. Back then, it was literally just that company and millions upon millions upon millions of people watching said matches. It really did feel like, you know, when it felt like war declared between the two biggest countries in the world. It was like that size of shougeness. It was mint. So yeah, Warrior versus Hogan, WrestleMania 6 is my option, my choice.
Oliver?
Oh, Mark, you picked my choice, man. You didn't, really. Thankfully, I've got other choices to go with. For me, one of my favourites WWF or WWE title matches of all time is the late, great Latino Heat Eddie Guerrero against Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
I love the storyline leading into this. I love the psychology in the match that Kurt Angle was working over Eddie Guerrero's ankle for the ankle lock, and Eddie loosened up his boot, took his boot off. Angle was like, "I've got his boot," runs in and gets caught, and it was just a really cool match. Fantastic technical wrestling throughout the match with great psychology, and just realised what Mark said about not ruining the ending. That almost happened, but still enjoy the match, Mark. I know you've got a lot of time in quarantine, so yeah.
Well, I'm very familiar with 20, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. So okay.
But yeah, what we'll do, just for the listeners knows, what we'll try and do is, whilst we'll hype the matches, we'll try not to give the finishers away. So if there's any that you haven't seen, you can go and check it out, because obviously we would highly advise that you do, based on these being some of our favourites ever.
Yeah, I think I'll let us down after one match by announcing the winner.
So just fantastic psychology, great technical wrestling. Probably the best match that they had between themselves as well. And it took place on the grandest stage of them all. So, yeah, fantastic stuff.
Right, so it's time for us to decide which one makes the final card. So you can't play it for your own. So, Nick?
I'm going to have to vote for the last one there. Oliver's match, Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle.
Well done, Nick.
I'm going to go for The Rock versus Stone Cold.
Okay, well, this is odd because I'm going to go for Savage versus Hogan.
Well, for God's sake.
I know this is scary. With me and Nick don't usually agree, but I'm going to go for WrestleMania 17 as well, just because I was a huge Austin fan. My brother was a huge Rock fan, and he kind of fell asleep, dreamt that Rock retained the title. And I got to tell him in the morning that Austin won the title. And I've done it again. Sorry, Chris, you got to edit.
What we'll do is we'll talk about the matches after we've chosen them.
Yeah, something amazing happened at the end of that match.
It was a good match.
Yeah, that was fantastic. So, you know, rewind. Yeah, it was fantastic ending to that match, which surprised us all. And you should go and watch it then.
Right, so I'm gonna go.
That's why we don't go live.
Right, I'm gonna go with the IC title then next. So this time it's gonna be me, then Mark, then Oliver, then Nick.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go for Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper, WrestleMania 8. The promo before this was amazing, where Piper was joking with Bret. And then eventually started taking the piss out of Bret, and then Bret just went, "No, I'm after this title." And then the match started off as a bit of a brawl. And then throughout the match, they each still had a bit of heelish tendencies. And then Piper went to get a bell to hit Brett. And yeah, as we're not giving away endings, I don't know where I was going to go with that. But amazing match. I think it's Piper's best match of all time.
Definitely.
I'm going to go for HBK versus Razor Ramon from WrestleMania 10, the ladder match. I think it was one of the greatest ladder matches ever. I think it's undisputed. I don't think anybody really argues against the fact it was one of the greatest ladder matches ever.
Would you imagine a ladder match these days with only one ladder in it?
I know, completely. Just the storytelling that went with it, without it all just being about spots. Like, the spots that did happen were so jaw-dropping at the time for WWF fans who hadn't maybe had much exposure to anything outside of WWF. Not that there was much of it going on, but it was just sublime. Two of the best wrestlers of all time, at that time at least, anyway. Just fantastic match, and again, can't give too much away, but just spectacular performance by both. Storytelling was incredible. Yeah, spot on.
Oliver?
Okay, I'm going to go with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Randy Savage from WrestleMania 3. Once again, fantastic storyline leading in. I think this is the first time any of us heard the word larynx because he injured Savage injured Steamboat's larynx before the match. he couldn't talk or anything, and he was out for revenge. And what we witnessed is, you know, probably one of the best technical wrestling matches of WrestleMania history. So much so that it was repeated on WWE 2K14. Yeah, I think that was it. The best of WrestleMania as one of the matches you could play. So, it's obviously really important in WWE history to be in a computer game. And at the time, this was a great match, and it still stands the test of time. So, yeah, Steamboat Savage, WrestleMania 3. IC title.
And the last one I'm going to go for is a match, funny enough, at WrestleMania 34, because I was there, funny enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we're into the show for me to mention that. But one, it's because it's one of the only matches I actually remember before I got too drunk from WrestleMania 34. So I think it opened the show. So I'm going to go for, The Miz versus Seth versus Balor. Finn Balor for the Intercontinental. Great open to the show. And it was probably one of my, I think it was my second favourite match from that card that I was there. But just a really great open to the show. I always enjoy sort of triple threat matches when you've got the two sort of fantastic athletes trying to have a great match in Seth and Balor. Then you've also got the coward, fantastic heel in The Miz. So
yeah.
The build-up was great as well. Probably actually one of the I think, criticism going into the whole of the pay-per-view was very poor build-up to the whole of the WrestleMania 34. But I think this was probably the only match from memory that actually had a fairly good build-up to. And the match certainly delivered great opening to the show. And definitely would recommend watching it if people haven't seen WrestleMania 34. So that triple threat match is my vote.
All right, so it's time to vote. I'm going to go for Savage versus Steamboat.
Cool. I'll go for Brett versus Piper, as it made my top four list.
And for myself, I go for Brett versus Piper as well.
And yeah, I'll go for Brett versus Piper as well.
All right.
So.
All right, cool. That's too great. So if you've got any Bret Hart or Piper or wrestling matches on your list, cross them off.
Same with The Rock and Stone Cold.
And 17, yeah.
Actually, I was going to go for Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon from WrestleMania 23, but it's like I can't.
All right, so Mark, what category do you want to go for?
I think I'm going to go for the World ECW Universal Heavyweight title, World title, Championship title. And I am going to opt for quite an interesting one, actually. I'm going to go for The Undertaker versus Edge from WrestleMania 24.
Ooh. I was there.
I thought it was ace. And it's, for me, it epitomized Edge at the top of his game, kind of thing. He was at the top of his game for a while, but around about that time, you know what I mean? I just thought it was awesome. And I just thought it was a great match, yeah. I think it's probably an underrated match, to be honest, when people talk about WrestleMania, you know, sort of top-of-the-card matches. For me, that match was a great match and probably underrated.
It's Oliver?
This is World ECW Universal title. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Batista versus Triple H from WrestleMania 21.
Good match.
So, obviously, the storyline was amazing with this. That's what kind of brings it home for me. Will he, won't he choose the Raw or SmackDown champion? And then he gives the thumbs down to signify that he's going to go for Triple H's Raw title, the World Heavyweight title. And, yeah, just two guys just beating the hell out of each other. Just a really enjoyable match, and I'd definitely recommend it to people who underrate Batista, because you know, for a guy of that size, he did have some you know, really good matches in the WWE, and this was one of them.
Alright, Nick.
I'm going to go for the triple threat match from WrestleMania 20. I'm enjoying my triple threat match just to see, and that seems to be the trend. It was Chris Benoit versus Triple H versus Shawn Michaels. As I say, really great bit of storyline telling as well, right from the Royal Rumble 2004 right up to the pay-per-view itself. Just a really fantastic match, great main event to the show. So I don't want to spoil it, so I've been trying to be careful. But obviously, you have the Triple H Shawn Michaels feud, which has been going on for obviously a long, long time. Then you also have the new Rising Star and Chris Benoit on the scene as well. So, yeah, really great match. And also to boot, fantastic rematch as well at Backlash following. I know it's the WrestleMania card, not a Backlash card, but just thought I'd throw that in as well.
Cool. I've gone for Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar from WrestleMania 33. Oh, just the whole Goldberg story started as Survivor Series where he beat Brock Lesnar and then beaten Kevin Owens for the Universal title, then get into this match. I think it was just it was a great 6 months to tell you. And he should have retired in that match. He shouldn't be back now. But I think this is a great match. So. Okay, who's first on this? Mark?
I'm going for the triple threat. Nyx, Benoit, Triple H. HBK.
Oliver?
I'll go for Undertaker versus Edge because I was there, like I said. And just a really cool quick fact is I was in the Undertaker section wearing an Edge t-shirt and it was terrifying.
It's like wearing blue in the cup. Nice one.
I'm going to go for Undertaker Edge as well. Completely agree with Mark's notes there about Edge. It became sort of Edge, becoming of age in a way, sort of for Edge, but just a great main event.
I want to go Undertaker Edge, but I want Edge in another match later on.
Oh no, so do I.
Get laid now, lads.
Can't change your vote. Right, I'm not going. I don't think so. Because then we can just manipulate the whole thing, can't we?
Okay. I'll go on Sega actually as well. Off the tree. Hello, Pellet.
These are your rules.
Oh no, that's really messed up. That's actually just messed up a whole category for me.
It's messed up everything.
No, it generally has. Both men have ruined the whole of it. I don't matter. I'll sort it out.
Okay, so so Oliver, what category do you want?
I will go with non-stip.
Okay.
Population. Okay.
Non-stipulation.
Okay, so looking at the choices that we've already made and stuff. I got a lot of choices for this, but we've already spoken about people. So the one I'm going to go with, one of my favorites of all time. So yeah, Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 19. Once again, love the storyline. You know, I wanted to be Shawn Michaels. I then, you know, and obviously got Christian involved in it, which was good for him. And obviously the match, just another technical masterpiece, and you can understand what kind of wrestling fan I am. And yeah, just everything about it without spoiling the ending again. Probably for me the best match on the WrestleMania 19 card, and led to an incredible feud between the two in 2008, and I talked about it in my book. So go read that too.
Nick?
I'm going to go for Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 21.
Yeah.
Just an absolute wrestling clinic. No more really needs to be, no one needs to really be said about it. Fantastic match. Again, another great theme is the build up was fantastic. And, but yeah, I don't want to spoil the ending, so I'm trying to be careful that word about it. But just know if you love clinical wrestling matches, this ticks every box for yourself. So it's an absolute must watch on the network.
Right. I've gone for Bret Hart versus Owen Hart from WrestleMania 10. I think this was the making of Owen Hart. It was a brilliant 6-month-long storyline starring Survivor Series, where Owen was the only one eliminated from the Hart team. And then him turning on Bret at the Royal Rumble. And then Bret going, I'm not going to fight my brother, I'm not going to fight my brother. And then eventually leading to this brilliant match. It was probably it was the best match on the card at WrestleMania 10. So.
It's just a shame that we can't pick that one, though, is it? Because Brett's already been picked versus Piper, so he'll never make the card, mate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nightmare! The puppet master's strings have been cut. Sunshine.
Cut that bit out. Oh, no.
I was going to tell you halfway through, and I thought, nah, I'm going to let you keep going. You unleash these bastardized rules on us, mate.
My mind's gone blank.
You're just going to have to go for Ultimate Warrior versus Triple H, aren't you?
Every match I can think of is a stipulation match now, or somebody has been taken.
I love the pain.
Right, I'm going to go for Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins from WrestleMania 31. Purely for that spot in the middle where he went up to do the curb stomp and he got caught into the RKO. And then later on in the night, Seth goes on to win the title, but it's brilliant.
Let me have a look here. Can I go for Ray versus Eddie from WrestleMania 21?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, was there a weird sip that wasn't involved there?
No, it wasn't a sip, it was just...
Beef.
It wasn't a one-on-one match between two tag champs.
Yeah, it was absolutely class. I just couldn't remember if there was some kind of like, well, I'll keep the titles or anything like that, but no, it was Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero from WrestleMania 21 because it's class.
I got to vote for the four. What was Nick's?
Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle.
Okay, mine was Michaels, Jericho. Mm-hmm. Chris was Rollins versus Orton. And Mark's was...
Ray versus Eddie.
Guerrero.
Ray versus Eddie. Okay. I'm going to go with, out of those, Michaels versus Angle.
I'll go for...
Even though the Vengeance match was better. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I will go for... I like them all. It's a tough one. They're all really good matches. I think I'll go for... I'll go for Shawn Michaels, Jericho.
I'm going to Shawn Michaels, Angle.
I'm going to go Shawn Michaels, Angle.
There we go.
Right. We've got Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle,
And WrestleMania 21 wiped off.
WrestleMania 21, cross them off your list.
Okay. Ooh, it's getting tricky, lads. It's getting tricky.
is it my
Nick? Yeah.
All you need is that SSX game playing, Mark, in the background.
And WrestleMania 17's gone from the list, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Right, I'll do the tag titles. We'll do the tag titles category. Mm-hmm. So my vote will be from WrestleMania 33, and it was the ladder match between the Hardy Boys. Well, based on the fact that the Hardy Boys returning was a fantastic start to the match, just incredible. When New Day came out, everyone thought, "Oh, here we go, New Day are in the match as well." And then, the Hardy Boys. And I was watching it in Walkabout, and it just exploded. So it was the Hardys versus Gallows.
Joel screamed like a little girl when the Hardys came.
I lost my mind. I ran around Walkabout like a little boy. Well, so did every grown man in there. It was absolute scenes. Beer flying everywhere. Brilliant. But Hardys versus Gallows Anderson versus Sheamus and Cesaro versus Enzo and Cass. Just great. I love it when the tag titles are defending the stipulation, because it just gives that belt that bit more bite to actually get the titles. I love a tag ladder match. So that's my vote. 100%. It was match of the night from WrestleMania 33 by a country mile, in my opinion.
Cool. My tag team match, we're going to give you a bit of a hardcore element to it. It goes a bit backstage. So it's the dumpster match from WrestleMania 14. Changed to Charlie and Cactus Jack versus the New Age Outlaws. I think this is so innovative. And I'm surprised. I've never seen another dumpster match since, but there could be a reason. I thought it was a really fun match. And it'll add a bit of hardcore to our final card.
I'm going to go for... stuck between two here. I'm going to go for Owen Hart and Yokozuna versus the Smoking Guns from WrestleMania 11. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Guns. I thought it was... I'm a massive fan of Owen Hart and Yokozuna. I think they're probably...
They made our top 10 on the Strange Bedfellows. I think it was still quite high.
It was because they were put together in such a random way, but we had to remember what a lot of people forget about their unionship, even though it wasn't really that spoken, is the general hatred for Bret Hart at the time from the both. So you had the whole feud between Yoko and Bret, and then Owen and Bret sort of hatred as brothers. And then just the unity that brought them together. Yeah, it's little and large. It's your famous. It's your small guy, small technical fast guy. Your big massive lug, just generic tag team, isn't it? But both absolutely heaps and heaps of charisma between them both, with Mr. Fuji and Jim Cornette at the helm as well. What a tag team! Their match against Smoking Guns at WrestleMania 11 for me.
Oliver,
I'm going to go for. Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins against the Revival for the Raw tag team titles at last year's WrestleMania, WrestleMania 35, because they finally decided to do something with Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, which was good. And I remember this being a quality match once again. Revival bring the technical wrestling. Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins had the point to prove, and proved it in this 13-minute match. Fantastic.
Right, so voting. Is that Nick?
I will go for I'll go for the dumpster match that you said, Chris.
Yeah. I'm gonna go for Mark's, the Yokozuna and Owen.
Dumpster match.
Yeah, dumpster match for me as well. I had that on one of my choices. Remember it being a hell of a lot of fun.
It was a lot, yeah. I watched it recently, so that's it. It seems we came up with the concept as well. I like that as a tag team title match. It's a bit different.
Right. So, random question associated to that then. Cactus Jack was the entry in that. Does that mean that Mankind and Dude Love weren't?
Yeah. Every Foley face is gone.
So what? Only one third of Foley is unoptable going forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many matches have we done so far?
We've got three more to go. We've
got three more to go. So we've got the women's, the non-title gimmick, and the mid-card titles.
And it's Chris's category.
I'm going to go for the women's title. Okay. So I've gone for Wendy Richter versus Lani Kai in WrestleMania 1, purely because I had Cyndi Lauper involved, and she, their association with MTV at the time kind of put WrestleMania on the map. And yeah, without Cyndi Lauper involved in this match, there may have not been any more Domanias.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was my number one choice by a country mile, because you didn't get, I mean, there wasn't another women's match at Mania for over, I think, 11 Manias. And so it goes to show you what the
problem was. Lange Blaze the next one, wasn't it? So,
yeah, Lange Blaze was the next
one. Was it Lange Blaze versus the Nikai?
Yeah. And that was what? Was that Mania 11 or 10?
Or 11 or 10. Yeah, 11, I think.
So, yeah, a decade in between a women's match. That first match, though, it was just... It was a standard that unfortunately didn't get followed, so I appreciate your option for that. I'll go for Sasha Banks versus Charlotte versus Becky Lynch from WrestleMania 32.
I'm going to go for Mickey James versus Trish Stratus from WrestleMania 22. Just once again, I love my storylines. Fantastic storyline told, and you know, a really good match. Some non-PG elements if you see the original, and just everything was good about it. Good wrestling match, and yeah, I was going to start spoiling stuff, so yeah, I'll just stop there. Just a really good women's title match.
And then for me, I'm actually going to go for Charlotte versus Oscar from WrestleMania 34. Again, one of the matches that I do thoroughly remember from my trip out there. Great entrance by Charlotte as well, but just really, really great match. And yeah, obviously had Oscar's undefeated streak on the line, which obviously added into the storyline elements of the match. But just a really great women's match, and yeah. And obviously, Oscar was obviously had that amazing undefeated streak, as I mentioned, going on. Just really trying hard not to spoil the match. But I would 100% go back and watch it. It was just a fantastic one-on-one women's match. So yeah, that's my vote.
So none of us are going for the Lynch versus Rousey versus Flair.
I watched it back earlier when I was catching up with Raw, and I didn't actually like that match that much. And I thought the ending was crap as well.
Alright, so I'm going to vote for Charlotte versus Oscar.
I'm going to go for Richter Lani Kai.
I'm going to go for Charlotte, Sasha and Becky from WrestleMania 32, because I wrote about it.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the triple threat match from WrestleMania 32 as well.
So that wins.
Basically because it stole the show that night at a very poor WrestleMania. Right, Mark's category.
So you're left with a non-title stipulation match or the mid-card title matches?
I'm going to go for the category I'm going to choose is for the mid-card title match, and I'm going to go for the US title match between John Cena and Rusev at WrestleMania 31.
Because it's got a big tank in it.
You're damn right. I just thought Rusev unfortunately never been back on that height again in terms of main event, and it's just a shame it was ever taken away from it. But I absolutely just love that concept of Cena versus Rusev. I know not world title, you know, match in terms of main event, but for me, John Cena is the main event, regardless of what, you know, wherever he's placed on a card, is the draw. And Rusev at the time was just, you know, he was the Middle East, wasn't he? If we're going to be completely, he just represented the East. So it was just America versus the East, and it was Hogan versus Slaughter, whatever. It was just the same thing, and I just thought it was class. I just thought it was absolutely fantastic. And for the first time in a long time, it made me think of old school WWF early WrestleManias, just the whole way it was sort of portrayed class.
Oliver?
I'm going to go for cruiserweight title match, if that's allowed. Is that right?
It was on my list, so yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali from WrestleMania 34.
But I'm going to go for Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 30. Oh, shit, is 33 gone? No, 33 has gone. Has Jericho gone?
No.
Okay, perfect. I'll go for, Owens, Jericho, WrestleMania 33. I mean, this match should be in it just for the segment on Raw alone in the build-up. The best segment on Raw, in my opinion. I've said it on the show countless times.
That match should have been for the Universal title.
It should have been. There is a hint of disappointment, 100%, that it should have been for the Universal title. But they still managed to make a great match. They still managed to get obviously a good match out of it as a result. Gave us the US title a bit of a push as well. So overall, really great match. But just the whole build up and the whole that segment on Raw obviously is a major factor why I'm voting for it. But so the match itself certainly didn't disappoint. And Jericho's the best he has to be. Someone.
I'm also going for a John Cena match. So, like, in explaining why I'm picking it, I'm going to have to spoil the ending, unfortunately. Sorry.
Don't spoil the ending.
That's all right.
So it's John Cena versus The Big Show. It's John Cena's debut match. I'm picking it for the historical elements of it, so I'm going to have to spoil it. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
So John Cena's debut match, and that's when he won one of his billion titles in WWF when he won the US title. WrestleMania 20. Mark?
My choice?
Mark, your vote. Yeah.
Or my vote. Man. It's really difficult. I think I'm gonna go for Knicks.
Okay.
Kevin Owens. The Kevin Owens Show, baby. And Jericho.
Oliver?
Yeah, I'll go with Kevin Owens and Jericho as well.
I will go for John Cena, Rusev.
I'll also go with KO versus Jericho. That's a great match. And again, should have headlined. Alright, so that leaves our last option. So it's a non title gimmick match. So Oliver, you go first.
Money in the Bank 2 from WrestleMania 22.
Yeah, it's fine.
Who's in it?
Okay, yeah, but so you've got
Rob Van Dam, Bobby Lashley, Finlay, Matt Hardy, Ric Flair, and Shelton Benjamin. What match is Ric Flair in on the card?
So,
just looking at it and stuff, this is actually a match I did really enjoy, not just picking it for random reasons. This was like Rob Van Dam's big chance with the opportunity to win the Money in the Bank and, opportunity to try and move himself up the card. And obviously ECW One Night Stand happened and Cena got booed out of the building and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good choice, actually.
Hey, Nick?
Just trying to find one because this was the category where all of mine went.
Same here.
Okay, I think, I found one. I'm going to go for Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 25, which consists of CM Punk, Christian, Finlay, Kane, Kofi Kingston, Mark Henry, MVP, and Shelton Benjamin. Just a really great Money in the Bank, some awesome spots. And surprising finish. It certainly caught me by surprise. Another big WrestleMania moment for one individual superstar. So, this one was fantastic. Shelton Benjamin with the flip off outside the ring, flipping on everyone was insane. Really great spots. And there's some superstars as well, which I think Kofi as well. I believe that was Kofi's first Mania. I could be wrong. And as I say, he was one that really shone out. Because obviously this, you get this is an occasion where you're not so audience watching. Obviously you've got a wider audience watching, people that are trying to get wrestling fans back. Because that would have been Kofi's sort of first appearance to a lot of wrestlers. The same with MVP and even Shelton, in a way people have been away for a while. So, no, great money in the bank.
My pick is, because we need to get Macho Man on the card somewhere, is Macho Man versus Ultimate Warrior in a retirement match at WrestleMania 7. Warrior kicked out of 5 elbow drops. That's all you need to know about this match. And it's the emotional bit at the end where Sherry's beating down the Macho Man, and then Elizabeth comes out of the crowd and beats up Sherry, and then they all fall in love, and then they go on to get married at SummerSlam. And it's, yeah, everyone's an emotional mess by the end of it. And so, yeah, it's a great match. It's probably, I put it down as Warrior's best match of all time. So, because he had the Macho Man talking his way through.
I'm going to go for Jake Snake Roberts versus Rick Martel from WrestleMania 7.
Blindfold match.
Blindfold match. I get shit on this match quite a bit, but I thought it was ingenious at the time. You had Rick Martel being the dastardly kind of... just the way that they both played off the crowd was fantastic. Jake was being psychological genius self. Yeah. He's walking around saying shush to the crowd, even though he can't see anybody because he's got a mask on, and the crowd go quiet for him. He puts his hand out and they're basically saying hot, cold as to where Martel is in the ring. And then Martel tries to do it because he picks up what's happening and everybody's just shouting the reds off so he doesn't have a clue. It's fantastic. It's just, it's probably one of the best, most interactive matches I've ever seen. Where both of them, and credit to Rick Martel, because you know, Jake Roberts gets a lot of the praise for his psychology and the way he reacts, the way he behaves in a match. And I imagine he probably wrote this match out knowing how he is and what he does. But Rick Martel played an absolute, no pun intended, blinder in this match. He was absolutely class. He just played the dastardly sort of chicken shit heel brilliantly, and Jake Roberts just... The crowd were eating absolutely everything that they were giving them, considering there was a total of something like 15 moves in the match because the rest of it was just sort of sussing out where each other were in the ring. Brilliant. Brilliant. And absolutely does not justify any of the criticism that some people like to give it because it was for its time. Bullshit. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, you tell them that. Where... Jake was wearing them white contact lenses just so he was showing his blind.
Oh, incredible.
He said, yeah.
Incredible.
You know, even doctor said that's impossible. That's brilliant. All right, so who goes first? Oliver, who are you voting for?
Go again. All the choices.
You've got Warrior versus Macho Man, you've got Money in the Bank 25, or you've got Jake the Snake versus Bartel.
Warrior and Macho Man's responsible for all the finisher kickouts to this day, so I'm not going to go with that. I'll go with WrestleMania 25, Money in the Bank.
Nick?
I'm going to wait for Chris. Chris, I'm going to wait for your one. Macho Man versus Warrior.
Yeah, it has to be Savage versus Warrior. He was on my, was the first on my list.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry, I'm a lying. It was the second on my list, but it was still.
I'll go for the blindfold match because I really enjoyed that match.
And there's our card.
That's our card. So
hi, everyone. It's Oliver Newman here, three-time pro wrestling author. And for myself, if you want to support me and my work, you can buy my books, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, where I focus on the British wrestling scene, my book on WWE in 2016, A Fan's Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and my book on WrestleMania 24, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. You can buy them on Amazon in paperback and Kindle, Kindle Instantaneous and Kindle Unlimited for free. Or if you would like a signed copy, you can get in contact with me on Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. Thank you very much.
It's varied card. It's very varied.
Yes.
For sure.
All right, so that's our perfect WrestleMania card. So our WWF WWE title match is The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin from WrestleMania 17. We have our world title match, it's The Undertaker versus Edge from WrestleMania 24. Our tag team title match is Chainsaw Charlie and Cactus Jack versus the New Age Outlaws in a dumpster match from WrestleMania 14. Our intercontinental title match is Bret Hart versus Piper from WrestleMania 8. Our US title match is Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 33. Our women's title match is Becky versus Charlotte versus Sasha from WrestleMania 32. Mm-hmm. Our stipulation match is Ultimate Warrior versus Macho Man in a retirement match at WrestleMania 7. And finally, our no stipulation, no title is Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 21.
It's a better WrestleMania card than the ones they're going to produce this weekend.
You'd struggle to beat it, wouldn't you?
You would.
There was other matches in there that I was, you know, I'm sure we all look at sort of the obvious, how did that not make it? And it was all by luck of the draw as to what got called first. So I'm sure we're all like, TLC! TLC! But yeah, WrestleMania 17.
The ladder match from WrestleMania 2000 was my first tag team match. I was like, oh no, that's why I don't want to pick Edge. Undertaker, I want that match.
so many matches I wanted to go with. Triple H versus Owen for the Euro at WrestleMania 14 was one of mine as well.
Yeah.
One of the ones I was interested in, I'll get your opinion on it now, lads, is one of the matches I was thinking about putting in there was a Battle Royal, a gimmick Battle Royal match. Because any WrestleMania that you have, there's a lot of people that do double duties for the Battle Royals and stuff, so I thought that would have been fair game, but I left it too late to ask yous, really. You know?
I can't think of anybody in that match who would have made the rest of the card. It's pretty much
been the one that I was actually going to go for, believe it or not, was from the NFL versus WWF WrestleMania Battle Royal at the very early days. Bret Hart and Andre were in it. So
So Hulk Hogan hasn't made our WrestleMania card.
He was on four of my options.
Yeah, he was him versus Andre was my second choice for the WWF title option.
Chris is, man.
Chris on is. That bombshell. So we'll finish. So what's coming up on the ROH review in the near future?
Well, I've just finished the final part of the interview with Carnage Crew, one-time ROH tag team champions. The 21st review went out last night, and the audio went out. The video is available on YouTube today. Looking at the possibility of another interview for the weekend, just trying to confirm that. And with isolation and lockdown and stuff, possibly other things as well, but we're not sure. And yeah, just tune in for episode 22 next Monday as well. Thanks.
Cool. Any Grapple Arcade news?
Well, me and Paul, as I mentioned at the beginning, have just started recording some new podcasts whilst we're on lockdown. So we've just started the first of a new series that we're going to be running on our bbgwrestling.com website and our SoundCloud, iTunes, etc. A new playlist called Nation of Isolation, where we're going to be looking in depth at a number of different factions and topics and things that don't get covered quite as much as they should. And when they are covered, our opinion is that certain areas get glossed over when certain areas that do get glossed over are usually the things that have the treasure trove of stuff. So, for example, our first episode we've just recorded, which will be released this Sunday coming, is all about the Nation of Domination. But we cover everything on the build-up to it, the original variations of the Nation of Domination, all the way through to its disbanding. And we'll be also covering, as of tomorrow, we'll be recording the second episode, which will be all about the Truth Commission and how they started and everything to do with the Truth Commission and what it was, really, because, again, a glossed-over faction.
Yeah. All right, so I've got plenty of interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks, so you can find our interview we did with Shreddy back last Friday. This Friday, we have an interview with RWA star Royce Isaacs. I asked him what was the funniest gimmick he ever had, and when he was in Japan, he was asked to wear a thong and break chopsticks with his arse.
Nice.
I don't know how that fits into a gimmick, but that was his gimmick in Japan. So, and then the following week, we'll have an interview with our MLW star Richard Halliday. So, if you enjoy our show, follow us on Twitter at BBGWPod. Follow our hub, BBG Wrestling, and check out our website, BBGWrestling.com. Good night.
Take it easy.
Good night.
Bye, everyone.